由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast.
好开心，亦都好多谢你按时收听今日嘅天路导向。
It is our desire to be a blessing to you.
我哋嘅心咧，好希望能够成为你嘅祝福。
And if God has used them to bless you, please write and tell us.
如果上帝真系用咗我哋天路导向嚟赐福俾你，你亦都可以写信嚟到话俾我哋听噶。
We are in the midst of a series of messages entitled The Awesomeness of God's Grace.
今日呢，我哋好希望去同你分享一个呢叫做系列信息，系叫做奇异神恩。
And those of you who were listening in the last broadcast, you're going to remember the three things about the thorns of pain and suffering.
如果你有收听上次嘅节目，我哋喺结尾呢讲过一个关于苦难之刺嘅三点大纲。
Those of you who listened to the last broadcast will remember the outline.
我相信如果你听过上次的节目的话，你一定记得我讲的大纲。
I also listed the sufficiency of the grace of God to overcome these thorns.
我亦都列举了上帝恩典足够我们去用来胜过苦难的一些证据。
But let me refresh your memory.
在这里让我们一起来重温一下。
Number one,
第一样嘅嘢系乜嘢呢？
Satan is the manufacturer of all thorns.
撒旦系所有嘅刺嘅制造者。
Number two,
第二样嘢系乜嘢呢？
God's grace is able to take away the sting.
上帝嘅恩典可以将呢一个毒钩攞开。
Number three,
第三样嘢系乜嘢呢？
God's grace brings roses out of thorns.
上帝的恩典可以使那条刺上面生出玫瑰。
Let's look at these three things in more detail.
让我们再详细地去解说这三个的重点。
First, Satan is the manufacturer of all thorns.
第一，撒旦就是所有的刺的制造者。
In 2 Corinthians 12:7,
在哥林多后书十二章七节呢，话俾我哋听。
Paul said that this thorn was a message from Satan.
保罗话佢根刺系由撒旦嚟嘅。
One of the cruelest things to do to a person who is suffering through no fault of their own.
对一个无端端受苦嘅人嚟讲咧，最残忍嘅嘢系乜嘢呢
？Is to be like Job's comforters.
就是好像约伯面对他三个朋友安慰他的人一样。
Job's comforters kept on saying,
约伯那三个朋友呢就不断地说，
You must have a sin tucked away somewhere.
你一定犯了罪所以受到报应啦。
You must not have confessed all of your sins.
你一定是没有彻底地认罪啦。
But Job replied,
但是约伯怎样去回应呢？
I have searched all of the closets clean.
我已经检查晒我所有嘅隐密处啦。
I have confessed sins I haven't even committed.
甚至认咗一啲我隐而未显，我甚至冇犯过罪，我都认埋啦。
I have done all that is humanly possible.
人做到嘅嘢我都做过晒啦。
But Job's friends insisted.
但系约伯嘅朋友仍然好坚持咁样讲。
Well, there must be something that you are not confessing.
你一定仲有啲罪未认清咧。
On the other hand, there are those who tell you just pretend that everything is all right.
或者有啲人啱啱相反，佢哋会话：，你扮冇嘢咪得咯。
Don't confess that you have a problem and you won't have it.
你唔好认你有问题，咁你咪冇问题咯。
Pretend that it is not really what it is.
嗱，假扮嗰啲嘢唔系咁嘅。
Now we must be honest in calling evil evil.
但系我想话俾你听啊，我哋一定要诚实，因为邪恶就系邪恶。
We must be honest in calling illness illness.
我哋一定要诚实，因为疾病就系疾病。
We must be honest in calling suffering suffering.
我哋一定要诚实，因为苦难就系苦难。
We must be honest in calling pain pain.
我哋一定要诚实，因为痛楚就系痛楚。
It is wrong to gloss over evil, pain, and suffering and call it something else.
粉饰邪恶，将呢啲嘢编上好听嘅名系错嘅。
Why?
点解我会咁样讲呢？
Because the author of all sufferings is Satan himself.
因为所有嘅痛苦来源就系撒旦。
And Satan would love to cause Christians to suffer.
因为撒旦中意叫基督徒去受苦。
Satan is the manufacturer of all thorns.
撒旦就系所有嘅刺啊嘅制造者。
Secondly,
第二样我要讲嘅嘢系乜嘢呢
？God's grace takes away the sting.
原来上帝嘅恩典可以将个毒钩挪开。
In the dark hour when Jesus died on the cross,
喺耶稣基督死喺十架上面嘅嗰个黑暗嘅时刻
，Satan was celebrating.
撒旦喺度庆祝紧啊
！Satan appeared to have triumphed.
撒旦好似睇起嚟系胜利啊！
Satan rejoiced all night long.
撒旦好似开心咗一个晚上咁样。
Evil seemed to have succeeded.
罪恶虽然好似得胜。
Evil seemed to have gained the upper hand.
邪恶好似占咗上风。
But the celebration was short-lived.
但系佢哋嘅庆祝嘅时间，开心嘅时间并唔长。
The celebration was short-sighted.
他们庆祝的时间其实是证明了他们的短视。
Why?
为什么我会这样讲呢
?Because God was planning the resurrection.
因为那个时候上帝正在预备复活。
Because God was bringing good out of the greatest evil that could ever happen.
因为上帝要从有史以来最大的罪恶带出光明。
Don't let whatever thorn Satan throws at you get you down.
唔好让撒旦放喺你身上嘅任何一根刺，让你跌倒。
Don't let Satan torment you to the point of not believing that God is bringing good out of the bad。
唔好让撒旦去欺骗你到一个地步，让你唔再相信上帝系一个叫万事互相效力嘅上帝。
Do not get to the point of thinking that Satan is greater than the grace of God.
唔好相信撒旦嘅作为会大过上帝嘅恩典。
Do not permit Satan to convince you that God does not love you enough to give you enough grace for the moment.
唔好俾撒旦去欺骗，话上帝嘅爱唔足以俾你够用嘅恩典，让你渡过难关。
While Paul saw how God was using Satan's thorn for his glory.
当保罗睇到上帝使用咗撒旦嘅刺嚟彰显佢嘅荣耀嘅时候
，Paul was able to rejoice.
保罗就可以喜乐啦。
When Paul saw the hand of God working in his thorn，
当保罗睇到上帝嘅手喺佢嘅刺上面做工嘅时候
，his eyes lifted away from the thorn and onto the throne。
佢嘅眼光就从刺上面去移到去。上帝的宝座上面。
When Paul understood what God was doing with the thorn,
当保罗理解上帝在做着什么去对付那条刺的时候
,Paul stopped focusing on the thorn and began to focus on the sufficiency of the grace of God.
他就不再注意那条刺而是将眼目定睛在上帝足够的恩典上面。
Paul prayed three times for the removal of the thorn, but God said,
保罗曾经祈祷三次，求上帝挪开嗰条刺，但系上帝话
：I will take away the sting of the thorn。
我会攞走刺嘅毒钩。
Paul prayed three times for the taking away of the thorn, but God said，
保罗曾经祈祷三次，求上帝挪开嗰条刺，但系上帝讲乜嘢呢
When you focus on me and my strength and my power and my grace, you won't even feel the goading of the thorn.
你啊，只要注目睇住我，聚焦喺我身上，聚焦喺我嘅力量身上，聚焦喺我嘅能力身上，聚焦喺我嘅恩典身上，你就唔会再感受到嗰条刺嘅小小嘅尖锐。
Paul was enjoying that his prayers were answered.
嗰个时候咧，保罗佢就满心喜乐，因为佢嘅祷告系蒙上帝嘅垂听。
Not the way that he asked for.
虽然佢嘅祷告咧唔系好似佢期望当中咁样去成就
，or in the same way that he would have liked，
或者系好似佢嘅心意里面好想嘅结果咁样成就。
But the Lord showed Paul how he was using the thorn for his glory.
但是上帝让保罗睇到佢点样用呢一根刺嚟彰显佢嘅荣耀。
How was God using the thorn for God's glory?
究竟上帝是点样去用嗰条刺去荣耀自己呢
？Paul knew that he had so many visions and revelations that could have filled him with too much pride.
就是保罗知道原来自己有好多从上帝而来的异象同埋启示，好容易咧成为佢嘅骄傲。
And Paul knew it.
保罗好清楚呢一件事。
And that is why the Lord said to him,
所以呢主就同佢讲啦
I am using what Satan meant for evil to bring good out of it.
我要使用撒旦所图谋嘅恶事嚟成就我美好嘅心意
I am using what Satan meant to torment you to bless you and bless others.
我要使用撒旦对你嘅折磨嚟赐福俾你又赐福俾其他人
What Satan wanted to use to destroy you will bring glory to my name.
撒旦用来摧毁你的事，最终要荣耀我的名字。
Joseph was unjustly hated by his brothers.
约瑟被他哥哥很无端端地恨恶。
They sold him into slavery.
哥哥将约瑟卖做奴隶。
Then in Egypt he was falsely accused and there he gets unjustly imprisoned again.
在埃及他又被人陷害无辜地打入去监狱。
But what God was doing all along was using this thorn in his flesh to bless him and his entire race.
但是上帝却借着这一条刺去赐福给他甚至赐福给约瑟的全族的百姓和他的父家。
Whatever those thorns are that are causing you suffering right now,
无论你今日正喺度经历紧几咁大嘅刺同埋痛苦。
God can use them to bless you right now.
上帝都会用佢嚟赐福你嘅生命。
Whatever thorns may be goading you right now,
无论呢条刺折磨你嘅嘢系乜嘢
，God is using them for your own protection.
上帝都要使用佢成为你生命嘅保护。
Whatever thorns you may be weary of right now.
无论这一条刺是不是正在使你软弱和疲乏
God's grace will take away the sting.
上帝的恩典都会挪走他的毒钩
All thorns are manufactured by Satan.
所有的刺都是上帝制造的
God promised to take away the sting.
但是上帝却应许会挪走里面的毒钩
Thirdly, God's grace brings a rose out of the thorns.
去到第三点啦，我哋知道咧，上帝嘅恩典会让你嗰条刺系生出玫瑰。
Did you notice that Paul did not ask for grace?
唔知你有冇留意到保罗咧，并冇求恩典噶噃。
He was doing what you and I do.
佢所做嘅嘢就同你同我一样噶噃。
Namely, saying, "Lord, remove this. Lord, remove it now."
佢只系话主啊，攞走佢啦，攞走佢啦。
But God gave him grace anyway.
但系上帝仍然系赐恩典俾佢。
What does grace mean in this scripture text?
咁喺呢一段经文里面，恩典究竟意味住乜嘢呢
？Here, grace is the all necessary strength to praise God in spite of the thorns.
喺呢度，恩典就系喺苦难里面仍然能够赞美耶和华嘅全部力量。
Here, grace is the spiritual power to be able to live triumphantly.In spite of the thorn,
喺呢度恩典就系喺苦难里面仍然能够过得胜生活嘅属灵力量。
Here, grace is the spiritual ability to be able to see the rose that is blossoming in the midst of the briar patch.
喺呢度恩典就好似喺贫瘠嘅荆棘地上面睇到玫瑰正喺度盛开嘅属灵能力。
Why?
点解我会咁样讲呢
？Because without grace, we could never triumph over Satan's torment.
因为冇恩典嘅话，我哋就冇办法战胜撒旦嘅折磨。
Because without grace, we could never rejoice in the midst of the hurt.
因为冇恩典嘅话，我哋就冇办法喺痛苦里面喜乐。
You see, God's grace not only saves us.But it also sustains us.
你睇到咧，上帝嘅恩典唔单止系拯救我哋，亦都维系紧我哋。
God's grace is always sufficient to more than meet the need of the hour.
上帝嘅恩典系喺我哋嘅需要上面，永远都系足够，并且超过我哋嘅所想所求噶。
My listening friends, let me ask you this.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，让我嚟问你一个问题。
How can you experience the sufficiency of the grace of God if you have no thorns?
如果你冇苦难嘅话，你又点知道上帝恩典系几咁充足呢
？How would you know it?
你又点能够知道呢
？How will you testify to the grace of God?
你点样可以证实上帝嘅恩典呢
？God's grace cannot be manifested when we are strong.
当我哋强壮嘅时候，我哋就显唔出上帝嘅恩典。
God's grace cannot be manifested when we are self-sufficient。
当我哋能够自给自足嘅时候，我哋就显唔出上帝嘅恩典。
God's grace cannot be manifested when we think we do not need it。
当我哋唔需要上帝恩典嘅时候，我哋就显唔出上帝嘅恩典。
God's grace always shines the brightest against the darkness of the circumstances.
因为呢，通常上帝嘅恩典就系喺好黑暗、好黑暗嘅环境之下，被衬托得无比灿烂嘅真光。
God's grace is always displayed clearly when we are weak.
当我哋好软弱、好无助嘅时候，上帝嘅恩典就系喺嗰时显露无遗。
And that is why Paul was very happy to boast about his weaknesses so that Christ's power rested upon him.
呢个就系点解保罗会话佢鍾意指住自己嘅软弱去夸口，好叫耶稣基督嘅能力去浮庇佢。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我嘅恩典系够你用噶。
Is God's grace sufficient for you?
今日上帝嘅恩典系咪真系够你用呢？
If it is not,
如果佢嘅恩典唔够你用嘅话
，then it may be just maybe you are focusing too much on the thorn.
可能就系你太专注嗰条刺啦。
Perhaps you cannot see the rose of His grace developing in you.
可能系你见唔到上帝嗰个恩典嘅玫瑰，正要喺你生命里面悄然绽放。
If that is the case.Let your prayer be.
如果你真系咁样嘅话，愿你咧去咁样去祈祷。
Lord, help me to take my eyes off the thorn and put them on the throne.
主啊，求你帮助我将眼目从荆棘上面转移去到你嘅身上。
And he will answer your prayer.
我知道佢一定会听你祷告嘅。
And when he does, write to us and tell us.
如果系咁样嘅话，请你一定要写信嚟俾我哋。喺度咧，我就记得喺诗篇里面讲过，人心筹算自己嘅道路，唯有耶和华指引佢嘅脚步。我哋相信咧，耶和华系真系最高嘅，佢嘅道路超过我哋嘅道路。我哋要行嘅路，有啲时候我哋真系睇清唔到前面，但系我哋知道上帝一定会拖住我哋嘅手走向前方。喺度咧，送上一首歌俾你，呢首歌叫做《带领我》，希望咧上帝亦都带领你嘅生命，让到你眼目里面嘅荆棘能够长出玫瑰。
heavenly.
各位听众朋友，我们刚刚听过的这一首歌呢，就是王国伦的《带领我》。我们真的从这首歌当中，我们可以重新反省一下，上帝的意念真正这样高过我们的意念，上帝的道路亦都高过我们的道路。很多时候我们真的见到前面好像没有方向，没有目的，没有目标这样。我们见到前面好似空洞一片，睇唔到前路咁样。我哋见到自己嘅身上面有好多好多嘅刺，好多好多嘅忧伤。但系我哋有冇谂过，我哋要睇到上帝嘅道路系高过我哋嘅道路，上帝系伴随住我哋去走过每一日呢？我哋要知道上帝系必定会带领我哋，必定会帮助我哋噶。上帝会将我哋嘅刺是拎走，将个刺的毒钩是拎走。就算有刺，我们都能够因为仰望上帝的恩典而不再害怕，不再是伤害到我们的身体。上帝的恩典更加能够让我们身上的刺长出玫瑰。玫瑰虽然有刺，但是玫瑰仍然是灿烂，仍然是盛放。在一个有刺的人生当中，怎样过着一个是满有恩典、满有玫瑰的生活呢？我相信这个就是基督徒的一个很重要的标记。希望你如果今天仍然未认识耶稣基督、未成为基督徒的话，把握这个时机，成为一个真正在生命绽放玫瑰花、绽放色彩的一个基督徒。如果你想跟我们联络，或者想跟我们查询有关这个课题的内容的话，或者甚至说我今天很想成为基督徒，欢迎你都写信来到跟我们去联络，我们都很乐意跟你有更加深入的倾谈。我们的地址是香港九龙大友街1号10楼，香港九龙大友街，大小的大，有没有的有，大友街1号10楼，或者电邮是 liangyou@liangyou.net。 在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，使你在每日都能够经历到祂的恩典，将你生命的刺和毒钩都拿开。再见。